joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this afternoon's 2-1 win over Rashford Town. Stuart, 3 points, a winning start. You must be delighted.
It's very, very good to start with 3 points. It wasn't pretty at times, but getting the points on the board is the most important thing. We showed character and discipline in the second half when we could easily have got out of shape. And the boys, you know, they worked for what they got, so it's a great start, yeah.
It must be particularly satisfying given that we played for most of the game with 10 men, particularly, you know, after Luke Garrow got sent off. Particularly after conceding the equaliser, most teams may have folded at that point, but we went on to win the game.
I think you're right. I think, you know, when we were at 1-0, we seemed to be sitting back, hoping that we'd keep that 1-0, but when it went 1-1, I think we had more of the game than them after that, so it was great character. I think we showed as well that we're not bad in terms of fitness. You know, the boys worked hard, the two wide men, Martin Lee and Dean Lodge, were always a threat. And we'll build on this, you know, that's the important thing, we'll build on it.
The main talking point from the first half, arguably, the sending off of Luke Garrard. Any complaints from your camp on that?
I don't think you can say anything. You know, Luke's tried to stay at the edge of his box and shut the guy down, but when you handle it, if it is outside, it's deliberate. The rules say you have to go, the referee has to deal with it, and the linesman, you know, he flagged straight away and we knew what was coming. Steve out of the box, and I think Steve did okay in the second half. You know, he kept his nerve when he could have panicked, took a couple of really good crosses and really only made the one mistake, which was when the guy skied it, when he could have equalised again. So maybe a little bit of luck as well.
I'll admit a few eyebrows were raised when you took James Rose off ahead of Danny Morris, but Danny Morris went ahead and scored the first goal. How satisfying for you is that as the head coach?
Some decisions you make you regret, some decisions you make go well. The reason I took James off was Daniel looked as if his touch was in a little bit better. And when you go down to a man, the most important thing is keeping possession. His awareness to get the goal was a bonus. And it's never, you know, we got it right, they got it wrong. We're in this together. You know, this is about taking this football club back to where it hopefully deserves to be. One step at a time, and that's what these 3 points today were. That's the first step.
I'm looking ahead to Tuesday's game at Croydon. It's going to be a difficult game. They were up there with us around the playoffs last season. It could also be a bit interesting. Danny Ward, and Charlie Side playing for them. Luke Garrow playing for us. Is that going to add an extra bit of spice to the game?
I think it will add a bit of spice. I mean, the thing about these games, we're not sort of local rivals. There isn't any hate between the clubs. I think it will be a good football game. You know, I think they're not a bad football side. They're a new side. We're a little bit new. We've got a good catchment from last year's team, but we've added one or two new players. We're still bedding that in. So I think there'll be a bit of spice, but, you know, we go into it with a little bit of confidence, spirit's good in the dressing room, and we'll see what we get.
How close today was the side to your perfect starting 11?
In an ideal world, 10 players away, you know, because I really want the best for this football club. We've worked hard in the pre-season, we've got a budget to work to, but if I'm honest, I think we probably need 3 or 4 players to get promotion. Still looking for that hard-running, gambling centre-forward. They're out there, but they cost a fortune, some of them. Daniel Morris might come on to it. He's a young guy who's got goals in him. But I still think we need someone like Kenny Ajutwa, who plays off the shoulder and flies. I still think we need that. I still think we need a little bit more belief from Martin Lee and Dean Lodge that they can really hurt teams, because they're getting there and then the ball's not quite right. But, you know, in an ideal world, we still need a few players. But what I'm pleased about is the players that are out there, they look hungry for the jersey. And that's the most important thing for me.